Good evening. My name is Sophia Papoulis. In 2007, I moved to New York City from a very small town in upstate New York, the way so many people move to New York City, young, single, broke, and full of dreams. Late that summer, I began working with Elizabeth at YPC. My second week on the job, she said to me on a Thursday night, "You gotta come downtown with me." We were kind of in a rush. Rehearsal had just ended, and she didn't really offer any other information. And I responded the same way I always did when Elizabeth told me I had to do something with her. And I said, "Okay." And I went, no questions asked. Because, of course, I was brand new to the city, and in addition to being broke and single and young and all those things, I also had no friends, so I was eager to do whatever. So I got on the train with Elizabeth, and 30 minutes later, we walked into Deborah's Loft in Soho. And I found myself in a warm, inviting place full of friendly faces who greeted me immediately, making me feel instantly welcome. Conversation, laughter, music, and plenty of wine flowed all night and for weeks and years to come. To this day, I am so grateful for my willingness to go, no questions asked, because at the top of the list of things I'm most grateful for having lived in New York City is having found this incredible group of women. As I just told Deborah the other night, as much as the So Harmoniums have grown over the years, I love that rehearsals still take place in her loft, where I remember being so warmly welcomed that very first day. So thank you to Elizabeth for taking me with you all those years ago, with no explanation, for being my first friend for a friendless girl in New York City, for being my dearest friend today, and for these incredible women. And thank you to all of you for your song, your friendship, over these many years. A couple years after I joined, Deborah shared another dream of hers to have a small subset of the So Harmoniums, an a cappella group. And so was born the Soho Voce, a name that was inspired by a little play on the musical term sotto voce. We started off small, maybe six members strong, directed by myself and Amy Katsanis, who has also since moved away from New York City but joins us tonight is somewhere. Amy, where are you? Once I moved away from New York just a couple years ago, I was so happy to know that passing the baton with Soho Voce would mean this group would be under the ever-capable and talented hands of my dear friends Cara Bernard and Lindsay Bogarty. And as you will see, they have grown to an incredibly strong, solid membership now, and as I heard them in the final dress rehearsals over these past few days, I found myself truly and deeply moved. They'll tell you, I cried. But to witness how much this group, too, has grown over the years is truly something special. So please join me in welcoming to the stage the Soho Voce.